Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Shauna Thompson, your host. Hey, it's mid-January. Woohoo! I need to press the like icon to like January better. I decided that that is going to be my New Year's resolution for next year, to learn to like January better. Can you imagine being January and having to follow Christmas? I don't know. So I'm just going to have to figure out how to make my Januaries more memorable and happy. Well, you know what? I have a great quote from President Monson on peace and hope. And I just love it because you know how sometimes you have those aha moments where they didn't say anything that has to do with any kind of rocket science thing. But this one really grabbed me. He talks about world peace and he says that it's a lofty goal, but personal peace isn't. That's something that every individual can attain. And I never really thought about that way. If people have peace in their lives and they've worked really hard to keep peace in their homes, then isn't that kind of a part of world peace? He says this, "I refer not to the peace promoted by man, but peace as promised by God. I speak of peace in our homes, peace in our hearts, and even peace in our lives." And then he ends it, "Peace after the way of man is perishable. Peace after the manner of God will prevail." Don't you love that? I just absolutely love President Monson, and he just says things in a way that really strike me to the core. So, you know, you can absolutely establish your own world peace right in your home and in your hearts. There you go. I just love the intimacy of that quote. It just makes me happy. Well, I have a guest here that's never been in before, and apparently we went to high school together. Ron Wilson, right?
That's right.
I'm so glad that he mentioned that because, you know, we're cavemen, right?
Cavemen.
Cavemen and women. I'm so happy to have you here because I studied up a little bit on why you're here, and I was so excited about this thing that you guys did back around Thanksgiving time, was it? Is that when it started? You are the missionary. You're the head of the missionary department, or you're from the missionary department?
I'm from the missionary department, correct.
Okay, and yeah. Mormon.org, too.
Yes.
Yes. So tell me about this. I never heard about this, so I'm really excited for you to come and tell me what you guys did in New York.
So are you talking about this year or last year?
Well, let's see. Start with last year.
Okay. Well, last year, and you had the timing right, we were there October, November.
Okay.
Last year, the Book of Mormon musical was getting a lot of attention. And it was up for a lot of Tonys.
Yes.
And we decided that there was an opportunity there to talk about the church and talk about the Book of Mormon. We've come to the conclusion in the last little while that if someone is talking about the church, about the gospel, about Jesus Christ, we want to be part of the conversation.
Yeah.
We want to be there.
It can be a good thing.
Absolutely.
Because I remember when that whole thing hit, because I'm a musical theater buff, but I remember when that whole thing hit. I'm sure me as well as many others were wondering, okay, how is this going to be received? How much are we going to get trashed? You know, how many people are going to bash the Mormon church when this hits? And you kind of use that to your advantage, it sounds like.
Well, you know, there's a couple of ways we could have approached the musical. Mm-hmm. We could have made a statement saying that we didn't endorse it and take a negative tact.
Sure.
Or we could have encouraged people to read the Book of Mormon and learn more.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to go with the latter. And what we did last year is we did a lot of outdoor ads. We did a lot of taxi cab toppers, taxi TV inside the taxis, a lot of different things. And it got a lot of attention. We were on a lot of different shows, national
really?
Shows, like the Stephen Colbert Show did a piece on it.
You're kidding. I didn't know this.
Yeah, and it was really interesting. A lot of people paid attention to it. And now we kind of extended that. And now wherever the play is running, at least right now it's in L.A. and a couple of other places, we're running ads within the playbill or within the program of the program.
I love that. You know, that just lets people know that we as members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are, if nothing else, good sports. That's
Absolutely.
What I think. Good sports. Come on. You
Absolutely.
Know, we'll play along a little bit. So, but we have our own angles. So there you go.
Yeah, well, people will have their curiosity piqued.
Sure.
And they're likely going to want to learn more. And we'd like to be there to help them learn more.
So did you find, I don't know if you kept any statistics, did you find, as far as the missionary department goes, did you find that there were any more referrals that came during that time? Or did you have anything to monitor what was going
really,
on?
No, the goal for us with that campaign was just to get our name out and
sure.
get the word out and to get as much earned media as we could out of it by doing radio interviews and television interviews. And
yeah.
it was very, very successful as far as that went.
I love that. Okay, so fast forward to this year.
So fast forward to this year. Because of what we did last year, we decided we wanted to do something again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And our leadership gave us that charge, saying, yes, do something again.
Yeah.
And so we decided what would be something that we could do in Manhattan. In Manhattan, the reason we go to Manhattan is it's just such a unique place.
It absolutely is. I love it so much.
Yeah, you can be standing in places in Manhattan and probably 8 to 1, the people that are there are not residents. They're visiting for some reason. So a message can really be reach a large audience if you do it in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And there's just such a great opportunity for outdoor there. Mm-hmm. So we realized, again, that that's where we wanted to be. But what did we want to say? And we decided that sometimes, especially in the holiday season around mm-hmm. Christmas, people get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of the shopping and the packages and the presents and the commercialism that they're missing the true meaning of Christmas.
But then on the other hand, there's also that heightened feeling of family and celebration, you know, so I can see how you'd kind of be able to tap into both.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we did. We realized that people are feeling all of this, but they're still just kind of, they're just so busy trying to get everything done.
Sure.
That we wanted to give them just a minute to reflect on Christmas is family. Mm-hmm. It's love. It's service. It's worshiping. It's Jesus Christ. And that's our messaging. And we hope that someone standing in Manhattan or is in a taxi or mm-hmm. comes in to the airport, because mm-hmm. we're also doing ads in on CNN TV at the airports.
Oh, great.
And, yeah, in the three airports in the area. That'll just give them a second to pause and to think and to reflect on what the season really is about, which is all of those wonderful things. Not so much the presents, not so much, you know, what someone gave me or what I was able to afford to give someone else, but to really realize what's important and to reflect on that. And that's the whole goal of the campaign.
Well, I think it was brilliant. I checked out the Mormon Newsroom, the pieces that they mm-hmm. did on the Mormon Newsroom. And for those who are listening out there, you can go to www.mormonnewsroom.org and then put in article Mormon Christmas Message New York and just watch it. It's awesome when you see all the different places that they put these ads. I mean, we're talking whole sides of buses.
Yep.
We're talking those massive monitors. I don't even know what they're called. Jumbotrons? What are those things called?
Large digital video boards is what
they are. It was amazing to see how many different mediums you use just in Times Square alone.
In Times Square, we have 4 large boards. 2 are static and 2 are video, and they mm-hmm. just play and they loop and keep playing. But yeah, there's messaging all over, and we have a pretty broad online digital campaign mm-hmm. that's associated with it.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention too is that when I was watching this video, Greg Drubé, mm-hmm. isn't he? He's like what project director or something? What is his? First of all, I want to say that Greg Drubé is my sister-in-law's brother. So you know we know her family. And so when I saw him, I was like, wait, that's Greg. What is he doing? And I mean, it was pretty cool. So what exactly is his position with the?
I work with Greg. He's the director of media in the missionary department.
Gotcha.
He is the person who has helped us put this whole entire campaign together. Uh-huh. And I'm the senior manager of internet and advertising for the missionary department. And I'm in charge of Mormon.org and also in charge of the advertising. But Greg oversees the entire media group and all of our outreach programs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that. Yeah, it was good to see a familiar face. And I got one in here today, familiar face again. Well, thank you, Ron, for coming in and sharing some of the things that you've done. I just want to say bravo. I mean, I was really, really impressed and really touched by, you know, the hard work and dedication that went into something this grand when you're talking about tackling New York. Come on.
It's been a lot of fun. And one last thing I would offer to anyone who's listening to this is we have a really great Facebook page, facebook.com/Mormon.
Uh-huh.
It's actually the largest Facebook page the church has.
Yeah.
Go in and follow it or like the page if you haven't. There's a lot of great messaging coming out. And for those who were paying attention in Christmas, you would have seen a lot of it.
Will do. Well, thank you. Yeah, and thank you for that added information because, you know, we want you to know more about us if you're not a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or if you are, you know, you need to know what's going on out there. So I'm really excited about those projects. Just as I close, I was thinking about hope and peace and maybe some of the situations in my life lately that have helped me to sort of reach out to Heavenly Father and plead for Him to give my heart some peace during some sad times. You know, I mean, I've mentioned before about my parents dying pretty close to one another. Sometimes my kids' choices kind of get me down, but I love them. And, you know, even just going to the temple and listening to the temple promises there just give me such peace and really a self-awareness of who I really am, that I am a daughter of Heavenly Father, that I'm a sister of our Savior Jesus Christ, and that they both love me very much. And that gives me peace. So think about some ways you can establish world peace just in your home or maybe just inside your heart. Let's think about that for the upcoming year. And if you've got anything you want to say, if you want to tell us how you find peace and hope in your own life, go to mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org and give us your thoughts. So we'll go out today with Where Can I Turn for Peace, featuring Greg Hansen and again, Ron Wilson. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.